For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Mia Hansen Aloha, Christy Dougherty, Just Sayin', Kelly Barlow, and Cindy Gerson. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Caron from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelorette Podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous, excited, with life little friend Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How is it going? Oh, wait. Freak news.
Yeah, guys.
Breaking news, guys, here on Watch What Crappens.
Huge breaking news. I would like to send this over to our trumpet player to start this story. Go ahead, hon.
Tom. It's about Tom.
Oh, my God, Ben.
Wow. Breaking news, just 45 minutes before we started recording this episode, while I was actually texting with Ronnie about something entirely separate, I happened to glance down onto my phone where Twitter was there, and at the top of my timeline at that very moment, Luann D'Agostino tweets out, It's with great sadness that Tom and I agreed to divorce. We care for each other very much. Hope you respect our privacy during this sad time. Would you believe it? They're getting divorced.
Would you believe it, girls? We don't have the yacht.
This is crazy news. The internet is shook. Her tweet already has been retweeted 758 times. It is sort of viral. This is a monumental moment.
It's viral.
Watch What Crappens.
Yes, it's viral. And is that the reason she's leaving him? you know she's got at least 20 diseases she's leaving that marriage with.
Oh, that's for sure. But you know what, though? We are here at Watch What Crappens, and we are ready to give this the press coverage that it deserves and that it demands. And why don't we shoot it over to our lady out there in the field, our very special correspondent, Ramona Singer, reporting now from the live press conference. Hello. Welcome to the press conference. I'm here because Luann Dillisette is about to take the podium. She's about to discuss what's happened with her and Tom. I mean, I could have told you. I told her a million times, but she didn't listen to me, okay? I'm sorry. She never listened, okay?
Hi, this is Bethany Frankel. Welcome to my press conference. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Like, seriously, like, those cameras, my walls are up. I just wanted to say to my dear friend, Luann Dillisette, told you so. Ha ha ha, told you so. Just kidding. I hope you feel better, but I told you so. Like, seriously? Like, how many
Bethany,
times do I have to tell somebody one thing, you know?
Well, question over here, Bethany. Question here.
Yeah,
question.
You, the little mousy lady who finally apologized properly. Okay, you.
Thank you. Ramona Singer, reporting for Action Crappens News 8. I have a question for you, okay?
Okay, yeah. Go on,
do
then.
Do you think I'm an evil person?
You know what? Like, seriously, this is about Luann, you know? And, like, Luann thinking you're evil? Like, I don't think she's wrong. Like, I'll tell you that much. Like, seriously, get off my jock.
Great. Thanks so much. Back to you, Ben and Ronnie.
Wow. What a news conference.
Yeah. Yeah. We will check in periodically throughout the course of today's show to see if anyone else takes the podium and if there's any news on any front. But don't you guys worry. We have everything locked down, and we will deliver the news as it comes through.
You guys, what a sad morning. Now, look, I know that a lot of people are like, ha ha, told you. We at least thought it would last a year, which was kind of my first reaction. But the biggest reaction should be, aw,
I mean, this woman just had to watch herself on TV last night. Like, you know what my rose is? My rose is my husband.
Yeah. Your podcast, Rose Pricks, has never taken on such an interesting meaning.
I think this season has gotten so boring on that show. I think it should just be Luann recapping the rest of The Bachelorette.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You know, we talked about this at our live show in New York. And by the way, you should all come to our LA live show September 2nd. Buy your tickets, Los Angeles, only $20. It's pretty reasonable. So we talked about this, how the night before our live show in New York, I went to the Regency with Michelle. And we spoke to people at the Regency, and there were some guys who were like, oh, yeah, we know all the housewives. We see all them here. This is like the place. It's here in Carlisle's or whatever. And they said, you know, Tom, you know, he's with a gaggle of girls. And if those two, Tom and Luann, are together, I would be shocked. And on top of that, I'm going to say this one now. I don't remember if I said it on the live show, I'm on the podcast. But now I'm going to say it because I was like, I don't know. This may be too incendiary, but now it's just right.
Just ready to burn.
Now I'm ready to burn now because things are already burning. After our live show in Gotham, afterwards, we went and we talked to everyone there in the theater, which was super fun. And all sorts of people came up to us, etc. And a woman came up to me, two women, actually. And one of them was a former employee of Tom's. And she said, let me tell you something. They're not even living together. OK, they're not living together. So I don't think we really repeated that because I don't want to necessarily get her in trouble, or I'm like, I don't know. I don't know who. Listen, I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. You could just be spreading gossip. OK,
yeah, and this isn't TMZ. OK, this isn't Tom MZ.
Yeah. Would you believe it? It's about Tom MZ. So I felt a little weird repeating that, you know, because that. You know, I don't want Luann and Tom coming after me, but now they're getting divorced, so it's out of the bag.
Well, now that you're fine being incendiary, you know, I felt really bad just even retweeting anything from Luann, because, you know, it's sad. It's like knocking on someone's house while it's burning down or whatever. You know, yeah. It's like, knock, knock, I'm here, your house is burning down, ha-ha. So just to even out our Twitter, because our Twitter feed, at What Crappens, if you're not there, you know, is going crazy with all this Luann stuff, so... You know, just because you started a fire, I retweeted a Captain Sandy Yawn tweet, which is hashtag boating tip. Brief guess about fire extinguishers and flotation devices. It will set the right tone about hashtag boat safety. Then have fun, smiley face. So there you go.
I like how that's your version of balancing out our Twitter feed, when in fact is the most passive aggressive thing you could send out, reminding Luann that she no longer has the yacht.
She even has a boat emoji on here, Captain Sandy. She's like, well, yeah. I guess you're going to have a sailboat now, Miss Luann. But, you know, it's better than land.
Well, you know what? I mean, if there could ever be a better plug for our social media, it is this moment right now in history, because our Twitter is blowing up. The Watcher Crappens page is blowing up. The Watcher Crappens fan page is blowing up. That one just got renamed to Here Lies a Quiet Woman Killed by Someone Else's Plate. So appropriate for today. So appropriate. Okay. Luann the Quiet Woman has been killed by Tom's Plate.
Oh, my God. And, you know, this follows one of the most amazing episodes. I feel like we say that so many times about Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
But so good. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Well, I feel like it doesn't follow the episode. I think it's a continuation of the episode, which is really what makes it such a very special thing. Uh-oh, wait a second. Wow. Okay, so it looks like Luann herself is coming to the podium. All right, let's tune in, hear what she has to say.
Okay.
Would you believe it? All these talkers are here for me. Me. Any questions? Yes, we're getting divorced. Yes, questions. Yes.
Yeah, I got a question, Luann.
Oh, look, it's my bridesmaid, Dorinda. Dorinda Medley.
Hey, I'm beside myself. I can't believe this is happening to you. Or me. Or us. You know? I just wanted to say, don't you get sick of being a perfect person? Don't you get sick of being like super wife, super bride, super divorcing lady? You know, you can take a break. Have a seat. Have a drink, you know? I stabbed my hand.
I stabbed my hand, Luann.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, girls. Listen, It's not easy being perfect, but it's what one does, as elegant people do. Am I right? Am I right? Guess what? I'm fine. Tom's fine. I love him dearly. But tomorrow, it'll be Taco Tuesday for one, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, man. Who's with me, girls? Who's with me, right? Chic Sela Taco, right? Girls? Dorinda? Anyone?
I don't think that Luann is going to ever be able to have a taco again. She has upped tacos so high in her brain that now she's never going to be able to look at one. Like, just get that taco out of the way. And if there's a mariachi band, tell them to get back on the boat.
And stop standing in all that fish blood. So, all right. Well, as the news breaks, we'll bring it to you. But I guess we should probably just get on with the main task of the day, which is recapping last night's epic finale to the Mexican Vacation in Real Housewives of New York City, right?
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. We open dun, where dun. We left off last week with Sonia. I want you to admit you're not happy like you say, Ramona. She's like, I'm happy, bitch. Okay? Just because you're not happy doesn't mean that I'm not happy. Okay? Like, would I like it if Mario was still at my house? Yeah. Would I like it if I weren't single and having to mingle? Okay. Would I be happy to not have three glasses in front of me now every time I go to dinner because that's my new way to pick up men? Yes. Do I seem the same age as Avery and all of her friends? Yes.
Am I crying on the inside every morning? Absolutely. Do I pretend Mario might walk into my new kitchen and see how well it's decorated and fall back in love with me? Absolutely. Do I find life meaningless and vacant now and just drink myself to sleep with three different types of glassware? Absolutely. But I'm very happy. Okay?
Do I press one for English? If I have to, I will. Okay? I'm like, okay, you need to
Am I still investing in movie phone? Absolutely. Okay?
Am I looking for a right time to go see Girls Night Out? Yes, I am. Okay?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very happy. Okay?
Look at my eyes.
I'm fucking happy. I've never been happier. I never knew I could be so happy without a man. I'm almost as happy as when I was with Mario and life was great. And now I'm sad. But I'm happy in a very sad way. I never knew being so sad could make me so happy. Okay?
Oh, my God. And there, you know, Bethany's still sitting next to Ramona on that sun chair. She's like, yeah, she's happy. Well, you're not happy the way you've been acting. Like, yeah. Seriously, like, you're not. It's like, Jesus, let the woman have her moment, okay? She's in the middle of asking herself 97 questions, Bethany.
Yeah, and also keep in mind that every time she says that she's happy, her chin is fully quivering and she's basically on the edge of a cry.
With her pizza face still. From
I've never been so happy in my life. Hey, I'm sorry. Sorry.
And Sonia won't stop. And Bethany goes, You're an invited emotional guest, okay? And they're like, ah, ha, ha. Sonia is a buzzkill. I mean, really buzzkill.
You know, when Bethany said the uninvited emotional guest, I don't know if you noticed it, but it sounded like a pod of dolphins had just arrived because they were like,
I wrote double cackle.
Yeah, because Sonia jumped in too. Sonia's like, I want to debut my new laugh. Because hers was, if Ramona's was like, then Sonia's was like, somewhere between horse and dolphin.
Sonia's was like a crazy drunk.
Well, it eventually sort of metamorphosized. It transformed into that. It went from like a brief dolphin transitional period into then.
And then Sonia, of course, goes right into, get me a drink.
Yeah.
She's like, no more for you, okay? I've already asked myself enough questions today. If you have one more drink and I have to ask myself more questions, I'm just going to die, okay? Buzz kill.
Buzz kill. Whoa, you almost killed the lead of Toy Story, okay? Buzz kill. Sonia now is drunk, like fully, fully drunk. Well, they've all been drunk, but now she's extra level drunk. And she's just talking about how Ramona's ass is better than anyone else's ass in the world. She's just horny now. Horny
yeah,
drunk.
She's like,
lady.
I would get your ass on my face. She's like,
where's Luann? I want to have sex with her tonight. Luann's like, I'm just with my rose, talking to my rose on the phone.
Is this what I think it is? And Sonya starts spreading her legs, like does the full-on stripper spread in her bikini. And yeah. Bethany's like, well, now that she's married, you know she's married, right? She tell you she's married? Like, seriously? Like, what do you expect? Like, she's married. She's not going to do that. She's married now. She's a married lady.
Yeah. So cruel. So cruel. Wow, this episode took on so many meanings in just the past 45 minutes.
It did. Like, it was so fun writing the notes, and then we got that news, and now I'm like, aw.
Aw.
Because Luann did just walk into every scene like, hello, it's me, I'm married. Like, in every single scene, she's like, oh, so, yeah, I just got back off the phone with Tom. Oh, my husband. You know how that goes.
The least you could have done is poured me a margarita. You know, I did just get married. I flew up from Palm Beach. Which one? I don't know. West, regular? Who cares?
It would have been considerate.
It would have been considerate. I mean, now I'm just sitting here, my glass all the way down on the ground. I have to go down there to get my glass.
Sonia's just everywhere today. She's happy, happy. Then she's even happy talking about sad things like divorce. And then she wants to bone. It's bipolar alcoholism.
Sonia's like, show me your tits. Yeah, Tony's just like now just slopping. I love tequila.
And then Bethany's talking on like a seashell or something because Bethany's drunk too, which I love drunk Bethany too.
Bethany was great this episode. Oh, I that's what I was going to say before all this Luann stuff, and you can tell the seashell thing in a second. But before all this Luann stuff happened, I was going to start the show saying, you know what, like, Bethany was great this episode. I felt like it was the old Bethany. She was like, she was fun. She was funny. She was vulnerable. She was everything we want. And I was like, I love Bethany. But now here comes Luann. I'm staging her again.
And yeah, this was good, Bethany. This was classic because it's like still neurotic and crying and blaming everybody for everything. And then just, you know, like her answer for everything is, they're jealous. But then she would forgive really quick and still have fun. So
yeah,
it's like a nice
she gets
mix.
On this. So she gets on the seashell, as you were saying, and she just basically starts mocking.
Oh my God, it's Tom calling. Oh, I got a picture from somebody, a friend who's at the Regency from the seashell. Oh.
Not falling for that one, Bethany.
He's at Ursula's bar. Okay.
It's a girl who's combing her hair with a fork.
She doesn't know what it's called. Who doesn't know what a fork is? I mean, literally, like how does she not know? Like, what's wrong with her? Yeah, so, but Sonia is now, like, trying to get Luann to show the boobs, and she just starts going, come on! Come on.
So Bethany's like, yeah, you want to see boobs? Look, there's my boob. Look, ah, you like my boob? Okay, I'm going to take off my whole top. Ah, now I'm going to take off my pants. Look at me. I'm naked. Like, literally, I'm seriously naked. Like, thank God there's, like, no walls up because otherwise you wouldn't see me naked. And I'm naked. Look, I'm naked.
And then she jumps in the pool and Ramona goes, are those real?
I loved Sonia's reaction to Bethany jumping in the pool. Sonia sort of like was like so excited. She sort of did this thing where she stood up and then she sort of like tilted over on one leg and was like, yeah. She sort of reminded me of some strange like animated character from MS-DOS, you know, like that dancing banana. She sort of became one. I love banana.
I love that banana.
Yeah, so now Ramona thinks her boobs are better. She's like, oh, I think my boobs are better. To be honest, my boobs are the best ones. Here. Go here. Look at them now, Carol. And then Ramona just like opens up her bathing suit and shows Carol her boobs. And Carol just goes, okay.
It's like, mine are real. And P.S., I have the best boobs out of all these ladies. I show my boobs for art. They show their boobs for farts. Get it? And by art, I mean an old lady who lives in my building and likes to paint her neighbors without their clothes on. I give my boobs 4 out of 5 radishes.
Those are rotten tomatoes, okay?
Whoa. That's crazy. This reminds me of this one time when I was a little girl once asked for a salad. And I was like, could I have some more tomatoes in my salad, please? And Geraldine Parsons Smith says, no, you don't deserve a tomato because your face already looks like one. And I was like, whoa. And I cried and I cried and I cried. And to this day, I still can't eat tomatoes, okay?
Rotten tomatoes, okay? I haven't been to the movie in years.
I can't even tell what movies are good anymore because I see those tomatoes and I say they're all rotten. They're all bad movies.
There's not a tomato that's not rotten in my mind, okay?
I can't even go near ketchup. That means I can't even catch up to people when they're running away from me.
I have to. This is a little baby breaking news alert.
Oh, wait. Should we do a little? Wait, hold on. Let me get the. Oh, wait. Baby breaking news.
You know, in many news stories, we have the main news, and then we have the aftermath of the main news. And for the aftermath, let's get the reaction of Annabelle DeSisto of Adderall and Compliments. Adderall just texted, OMGGGG, I'm physically ill about Tom and Luann. I don't believe in love anymore. That has been Ronnie reporting live from his iMessage. Thank you.
Wow. That's, I mean, this is like, we're getting it from everyone. Why don't we find some other reactions to this breaking news here? We have Lola Del Rio, who says, dude, I'm legit sad for her. And we also have MK, who says, I need group therapy in the form of Watcher Crappens to process this news. Well, don't worry, girl. We are here for you. And Brian Boland says, does this mean you'll be releasing Undo the D'Agostino? We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see, everyone.
Wow. Okay, back to the show.
Back to the show, yeah.
People are still drunk. Now, Sonia takes the picture of Skinny Girl and just starts drinking it. Luann's like, no. No more drinking. I was just going down on the Kool-Aid Man. Like, seriously? Like, I finally hook up on this trip.
He's so pale. Why hasn't he been in the sun recently?
Bring a little like, color back to the Kool-Aid Man's face, okay, Luann?
They're like, Sonia, that's not the Kool-Aid Man. That's just a picture of margaritas. Well, then who burst through that wall? And then cut to Dorinda covered in plaster. Hey, I'm here.
I got some plaster on. It's actually hilarious. It's like actually hilarious.
Hey, you know what? Kool-Aid. You know, you're a superhero. You're like you're the perfect drink. You're the perfect man. You're the perfect picture. Like, enough. You don't have to be so perfect as you. Like, talk to Ecto Cooler for once, okay?
Hey, Kool-Aid Man. Do that. Hey, Kool-Aid Man. Be Kool-Aid, not all un-Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid Man, I made you XLA Française.
So Sonia rips off her bathing suit and, you know, does her best to not just splat out on the ground and jumps in the pool. And Ramona goes, Sonia did not, like, shave her bush. I'm like, didn't we just see Sonia go to the damn doctor to get that thing taken care of? She's, like, growing like a vine down there. Like, what the hell, Sonia?
I mean, it's like a little agave plant. You know, I'm in tequila. I thought, yeah. Why not?
I didn't shave my bush, but I've got tea sweetener. Anybody?
So then Dorinda's like, I don't know what's going on with these girls. I hate being naked. It's from the bathtub to the towel to the pants. I was like, wow, I'm surprised that Dorinda isn't ever nude. I would not have expected that.
Really? Because every time they talk about sex, she's like, why would you do that? Why? I don't get it. It's like, I'm not a big naked person. Now, Jean, that's a big naked person. Huge.
I can't even. The visual of that actually brought me to a halt. It's like when you play a video game, when you play like a role playing game like Final Fantasy, and it says something like the scorpion has stunned a member of your party, and there's like a little character being like, oh, can't like attack anymore. That's what happened.
Momentarily stunned.
You like for this round, I'm stunned and I can't cast a spell. Someone like has to cast a spell, like cast the awake spell on Ben.
Well, I know it'll make you feel better. Bethany and Ramona in the pool together.
Yay.
Bethany's like, I can't believe it. Like today was like a 10. It was like a 10. She's like, it was a 12.
Was it 12?
Yeah.
Can't you count higher than 10, Bethany?
Stop limiting me, okay? Like, 10's not enough. That's why Jesus had 12 apostles, okay?
Why are we talking about Tinsley Mortimer? She's so annoying. I'm ranking. I agree. She smells rank. No.
And Bethany's like, you don't even hang out with me. Like, you didn't even like me. Like, today was like a 12. Okay, so it was a 12. She's like, well, I'm an extremist. I'm either all in or I'm all out, you know? Like, either I love you or I'm putting on a suicide vest in the name of Allah, okay?
I'm 0 to 12 in 5 seconds.
The Dude, fast
man, okay.
I'm not even the Fast and the Furious. I'm like the fastest and the furiousest. Okay.
That's right. I fast and I get hungry and I become furious, okay?
Why would you even do that? Like, I'm a cool person. I think I'm a cool person. I think I'm a cool person. Like, literally, seriously, I'm a cool person. She's like, what?
Well, you don't even like me.
And she goes, well, I don't right now because you're an ugly person. You're like an ugly person right now. I don't really like this, Ramona.
Like, is this going to be a heart-to-heart or not? You guys need to make up your mind.
I know. And then, yeah, so then Bethany's on this whole thing of, like, a friend, like, literally, like, a friend would never say those things about being naked and being doing soft core. Like, literally, I don't even know why you'd say that. Like my walls would be up except we're in a pool, so I just made a dam. Like, honestly, my dam is up. Honestly, and you know what? Like, you're damned. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, because I'm in a dam right now. Like, I can't.
And then Ramona, typical Ramona answer, I didn't say that. And then it cuts to Ramona saying that.
Yeah, like, yeah, but you were like John Stossel, like hiding under a table, like, boo, up, you gotta see on your, you know, inspection, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to, like, close down my restaurant, like, what are you doing? Like, what am I, child molester in a van? Like, seriously, what are you doing? Like, is there a hidden mic under your lapel? Like, seriously?
Like, where's John Quijones? You come walk around the corner, like, what would you do if someone just lies to your face in a pool? Like, literally, I can't. Like, honestly, I'm at 12 right now. I'm at 13 minus one, now I'm back at 12. Like, literally, I'm back to 12 again. I can't stop. It's too much math.
Well, I'm sorry that's the way you felt, Bethany, but it was a long time ago. It's like,
well, I'm sick of this revisionist history.
Well, all I'm saying is Abraham Lincoln invented the Apple computer, okay? Like, don't be mad at me because I have an iPhone, okay?
It's not revisionist history. It's just true facts, okay?
Like, so, that's why Steve Jobs is our president right now, okay? Like,
wait a minute. He gets everyone jobs. His campaign promises in his name. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
He started email scandals, okay?
He created email. You know what? There literally used to be snail mail. You would give an envelope to a snail, and it would crawl across the lawn and bring it to your mailbox. It was a great system, okay? We need to bring it back, okay? Snails and coal are back.
And then Ramona just finally takes it because Bethany's like, nah, gotcha. It was a gotcha moment. It was like a gotcha moment, like that Sarah Palin moment. It was a gotcha moment. Fake news. And Ramona was like, oh my God, I'm so fucked up. I'm so fucked up. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm miserable. I fucked up. I'm a miserable human being. She starts like the whole like Jewish mother.
The mayor guilt trip. Yeah. I don't know how to act. I'm sorry. I'm a horrible person. I can't learn from my mistakes because I have revisionist histrionitis. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm terrible. I'm terrible. Avery, Mario, Pool, 12, Fast and Furious, everything. Dorinda, I can't help myself. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I didn't give credit for George Washington for starring in Pretty Woman, okay? Her sob is just like her laugh.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's fascinating with Bethany because she seems so cold and so guarded. You know, that's what we always say. She just has a wall. That's what she also says too. My walls are up. She seems cold. She seems guarded, etc. But the reality is that she's obviously extremely, extremely, extremely sensitive, which of course we know. Like, people who are that guarded are also very sensitive. But what's surprising is she really took offense to when Ramona said that thing about, like, you know, your brand is whatever it was that she said in the Berkshires. And like, Bethany, instead of just like laughing off, like, this is just a ridiculous drunk lady, she took that to heart and she took all this other stuff to heart. She's like, you're being mean to me. And it's weird. I feel like we got a window into some of Bethany's deep insecurities. Like, don't be mean to me. Like, people were mean to her growing up, like, all her life. That's what I imagine. And it sort of made me want to hug her.
Well, if we hadn't just sat through an entire season of Bethany completely being mean to people and throwing them under the bus for fun. Yeah. I would feel a little worse. But it's almost like when a serial killer is on trial and they're like, but my mom hit me. It's like, that's so sad. But, you know, you don't get to kill people. You know?
Right. Well, I think the thing what's good with these trips is I think Bethany does lower her guard a little bit. Because when she's in the city, she has other things she can do. And I think the filming is an inconvenience to her. And she just pops in for the 2 hours, does her thing. She doesn't want to be there. She's just like, argh. But here she's trapped and there's no point in being annoying about it. So she might as well just like give herself over to the experience. And then when she does, she's so much more likable and enjoyable And welcoming as a character. And it's like, Bethany, be like this all the time, please.
Yeah, and it's funny because it does take her so long to warm up. Like, the first season she came back, she's like, I don't even want to go to that party. I don't know those people. Like, seriously, why would I even go to that party? Like, I don't want to talk to all these new people.
Right.
They're your castmates. So you have to, you came back on a show. Like, you have to talk to them. Then the next year she went on the offensive, or she went on the offense. And mm-hmm. then she got in trouble for that. And then this year, she started out on the defense. So now it's like she's just trying to mix. And I think that now she's had all of those, she can have all of it into one personality. Like, still glaringly insecure, but then also, you know, fun at the same time. I love a mix of all of people's crazy, you know?
Yeah. This is such a good show. It really is.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, we go directly from, you know, Ramona having a full breakdown in the pool, being like, I fucked up. I'm sorry. I fucked up. To then you cut to Dorinda putting a bathing suit on Sonia. Bethany's bathing suit, no less. Like, all right, put your pants on.
Oh, that was amazing. Sonia trying to get her panties on. And Dorinda's like, it's like putting panties on a piece of spaghetti. Like, I haven't even seen my own vagina this much. Okay.
And then, and while Dorinda's trying to get this bathing suit on the spaghetti,
Carol goes, Carol goes,
yes.
This is like an exorcism.
Yeah, that was amazing. It was because Sonia was just like writhing, and then Sonia's just drunken and protesting and going, They're not my pants. You want to have sex with me? They're not my pants. Lick my box. Not my pants. And that's when Carol was like, this is like an exorcism.
So funny. And she was like flopping around.
It was actually like one of Carol's most genius lines.
And, you know, while we're being nice, this is also a very good season for Carol, because she's slipping in too. It's like, she's not a total kiss ass anymore. She's still like, okay, even though you got in a fight, I'll go hang out with you instead of Bethany, or I'll go on the boat with the girls instead of staying here and shit talking with Bethany or whatever, you know? And it makes her more likable too.
Yeah, no, Carol really, she fixed it. She heard the notes from last season, and she just, you know, she changed it up.
Take notes. I like it. So then it cuts back to Ramona in the pool, and she's like, I'm sorry what I said about you, okay? I'm sorry I said it because I hurt you, okay? And then Bethany's like, who does that? Who acts like that? It's like, I don't know. I don't want to be that Ramona. I don't want to be Mexican Ramona. I want to be Ramona.
I don't want you to be that Mexican Ramona. She can barely make a ceviche.
Just be a good friend, okay? Be a good friend, okay?
And then I just wrote double squeak sobs.
Yeah.
Because they're both like drunkenly squeak sobbing. It's like, seagulls started crashing into the windows, like thinking it's breeding time, you know?
It was ascending into performance art, because you had Ramona being like, oh, I don't know why I hurt someone I care about. It's so mean. And I don't know why. It's my problem. It's not my intention. I don't know. And Bethany's like, I know you don't know.
Does it make me a bad person that I don't know I'm bad? I'm not evil. I don't know.
I'm not an evil person, okay? I'm not evil. I'm not evil like you, Bethany. Oh, I just did it again. Wasn't my intention. I'm sorry, but you're a little evil. No, I did it again. I don't know what's wrong with me, okay? I don't know.
Oh, my God. So then they hug her, and I was like, thank you. I have a wall, okay? Actually, this is like therapy. I'm sorry for laughing, but seriously, like, I feel good now. I feel good. And she's like,
me too.
I feel good. And then cut to, but they get out of the pool, and Bethany suddenly sees her bathing suit on Sonia. Sonia's like half passed out right now. She's like, like, all she's missing is her bifocals. And Bethany's like, you're wearing my bathing suit? Like, you're not even wearing it right. You got a little bow in the front. Like, what's going on? So so Bethany goes to try to fix the bathing suit, and Sonia immediately goes in for a kiss, and she just wants them. She's like, you're pretty fucking hot. Let's get in there.
Yeah, I'm not going to make out with you.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Let's get in there.
You're barking up the wrong vagina, okay?
You know what would have been a much better use of Sonia's time? if she had read some magazines instead. I think that's what she should have been doing.
Someone like Sonia really does just need to get an iPad or a Kindle. I don't care. Any kind of mobile device.
Yeah.
And just get all of her magazines in one place so her basement stops smelling like mold.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the what she could really do is download the Texture app, which is awesome, which has like a whole grip of magazines in it. And she could read that. And, you know, then she could probably like look at the pictures on those magazines. Because guess what? Texture has like full pictures and stuff like that. It's like the full magazine. And she could just have lesbian fantasies about, I don't know, like a profile of Diane Sawyer in some magazine.
And she could have them all in one place. She could have her cat fancy, her Connor fancy. Her pickles fancy. She can have them all on one device. Won't take up
Red
the whole...
Book.
Yeah.
Road and Track, if she's feeling a certain sort of way.
Yeah.
Popular Mechanics.
You know, toaster recipes for her, Vogue. You know, upcoming someday book that she's going to write. Because magazines are more than just something to flip through in the checkout line at the grocery store. They're informative, entertaining, and they keep you up to date on news, social issues, and even give you the opinions and ideas from the world's best journalists, writers, and leaders. And now you can get them all in one app. Texture.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was being evil. I should have told you that the Texture app has gone beyond delivering just the magazine itself. They've made it easy to find and enjoy articles you, Bethany, want to read with daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more, okay?
Texture makes magazines easy, and there's so many. Texture is searchable. You can mark what you like, check out back issues, view bonus video content. They even curate articles and magazines just for you or Tom. You can lie in bed with Tom. You can read one of your magazines together. You could read one of his magazines together, all on the same smartphone or tablet.
Whoa, Ronnie, this is kind of crazy. We have breaking news in the middle of the ad, and it looks like Luan de Lesseps has come back to the podium to say, all right, everyone's been pounding me about why we got divorced. The truth is, Tom was so busy reading Texture all the time, I never got to see him. He was so involved. It's such a great app. He can't control himself anymore. So then I started reading Texture, and then neither of us started talking to each other except to talk about stuff. And it turns out we like two totally different things. I like to talk about Bloomberg Businessweek. He likes to talk about Cooking Light, and we're just not compatible in that way. So there you have it. The reason why we got divorced, Texture.
You know, Texture's normally $9.99 a month, and you get over 200 magazines. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/crappins, it's texture.com/crappins, you get a 14-day free trial, and your marriage will end.
Whoa, I have a question. Could you repeat that promo code slash link and the deal one more time, Luann?
Sure. Texture is just normally $9.99 a month. Just go to texture.com/crappins. That's texture.com/crappins. And get a 14-day free trial, which I should have taken with Tom.
Wow, that's longer than your marriage. That's amazing, Luann. Congratulations.
Can you believe it, girls? I'm not married. I'm not married now.
And we should put an asterisk and say that Texture would actually be good for most marriages. It just was not good for our Luann and Tom theoretical marriage.
I know. So. Texture's like, thanks. Thanks for that whole will kill your marriage ad.
I probably should have gone a different direction of like, I tried to save the marriage with Texture, but he wasn't willing. That's what I meant to say.
You know what? You can't go back on a Texture ad.
Well, we knew that the point is this. Tom should have been reading better options on Texture so he could connect with Luann, and then their marriage would have been saved. So it's really his fault in the end. It's not Texture's fault.
If Tom had Texture, he would have been in the Regency a lot less.
He certainly would have. That's right. That's right.
He entertained at home, okay?
You know what? I think we got to the bottom of it. He was lying all along about reading Texture. He wasn't reading it at all. He was going to the Regency. Huh.
Balaam, why would you do that? It's disgusting. It's unnatural. Larry said it.
Anyway.
So let's go to dinner time in Mexico. So everybody's been wasted all day. And then here we go again at this huge dinner table. And Bethany's first. And she's just sitting there all alone, like a sad little Imelda Marcos with all her shoes taken out of the closet. She just like has that sad look when she's alone, like, oh, they took my shoes.
I was going to say it's more like Karen Allen showing up at a table read for the next Indiana Jones movie and finding out she's not in it. I'm here.
Where's everybody? Seriously, where's the big rolling ball?
Like snakes. Okay, I made sure not to bring any snakes. He hates them. Okay. What? No. Like literally, like look away. Like honestly, like look away from Luann. Your face can melt off. Like I can't. Like honestly, Ramona, you looked. That's why you have blotches on your face. You looked at the arc, huh?
It started with Imelda Marcos and ended there, and I don't know what just happened in any of that. But I
there was
it.
there was no smooth transition. You said Imelda Marcos, and I said, actually, I decided I want to take it into a Karen Allen place.
I don't even
there was
know
no,
why I
there
said
was
that.
No transition.
She just reminded me last week when we saw her sitting alone at the table and her hair was all pulled back and she was just all sour and dour. She just reminded me of a dictator's wife, like who's just been beheaded or something in the streets. And she's just sitting there alone at the table like, where do I go now? So that's where that came from. Anyway,
I can't even make a circle jerk joke because I'm the only one here. It's just a jerk off.
There is no one to tell they are wrong about what circle jerk means.
So Bethany's like, oh God, Jesus Christ, here I am. I'm the first person at dinner. How am I the first person at dinner? Literally, seriously? She starts like going through the hallways going, I'm the first person at dinner. How did that happen? Like seriously? Literally? Walls up, table down, fork set. Table set. Jesus
and
Christ.
Dorinda comes pouring out of her room like a slinky down the staircase, and she's just like, hey, you know, you say I'm not on time, but it's vacation time, so I'm here. It's vacation time. It's at 3 p.m. right now.
Vacation in line, you know, like one minute you say vacation, you say, calm down, okay, calm down.
And here comes Tinsley, like, I'm on time.
What? Are you going to tell Page Six I wasn't here at dinner?
And so Dorinda, I just wrote down this quote. I don't even remember her saying it, but apparently she did. She went, vacation time, vacation time, vacation time.
Oh, she was doing it in her, then after was her talking head thing when she's like, first she's like, it's a vacation. Then she's like, it's a dinner! It's a dinner!
Yeah. Oh, that's. Yeah.
And Bethany won't stop. Dorinda's just wasted. She's like, stop yelling in my face. And Bethany's like, seriously? I got dressed. Like, look at me. Like, I ironed these white jeans. Like, seriously? I thought my lesbian affair was going to preclude me from getting to dinner. And I'm still the first one here. Like, seriously? Literally? Look at me. I'm dressed.
Yeah. So Dorinda's like, so they get to the table, and Dorinda's like, yeah, I get scared by your aggression sometimes. And Bethany's like, all right, this is a big act. What you're seeing here, this is a big act. So then Dorinda shoots her this look like, oh, okay, you want me to unleash my crazy? I'm about to do it right now.
Yeah, you want an act, bitch? She's like, it's not an act. Don't say
please
that,
stop.
Bethany. And Tinsley's like, whoa, stop, mom, dad, stop.
You're acting like West Palm Beach, not regular Palm Beach.
Mom, stop yelling at the box full of dads, stop.
Aww. And Brenda's like, you stop.
You stop.
you stop right now. You stop.
In this episode, everything happens in threes. I mean, they're all saying things in three. You stop. You just show up there and you sit there, okay? There's something. No, I wasn't Clip. This is an act. You act. Stop it, man. You make me feel bad. You know, fuck you.
I show up. You show us late. You don't say it's a big act. I was here. I see the table. It's a Mexico. There's tablecloths, forks, knife. And what I love was in the middle of this, Bethany stands up and she starts conducting it like Mickey Mouse in Fantasia. She's just like, she knows the drill. She knows that Dorinda's wound up. So she's like, all right, let's do this. Her hands are waving. Like, yeah, I'm like Gustavo Dudamel, right? Girl. Okay, like, I can't.
And Dorinda's
like,
following her. It's like from anger to like, why are we friends? You're bankrupt. Can we just be friends?
You fool. It was amazing. And then, but in a strange turn, Dorinda decides to sort of punctuate her slurry monologue by stabbing a knife into the table like she's an alien, you know? And
like she's in the Vikings. It's like, damn.
Like, she's like in a bar with Indiana Jones himself about to like square off, like, all right, who's toughest? Hey! And then I guess she stabbed herself.
Yeah, Rolling Bell's not going to get me. God, I love Sean Connery. I love Sean Connery.
Listen, if you want a treasure, leave the treasure there. Go to a store, buy yourself something. Why you got to take it out of the big ball? No.
So she stabs the table, and Bethany's like, seriously? Like, literally, seriously, it's Mexico. Like, why would you do that? And then she's like, oh, I stabbed my hand. I stabbed my hand. She starts laughing. She's like, you know what, Bethany? Let's just wash it up and be done with it, all right? Yeah. Just wash my hand and be done with this fight, this hand fight.
What are we, West Side Story, Mexico Side Story? Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Let's just all be Jets. I like your name better anyway.
Hey, when you're a Jet, you're a Jet to the end from your first breath to your last dying breath. And
why
the
can't
breath.
We just be friends, Shax? Why can't we just be friends, Shax?
I want to go to America. I want to go to America. I want to go to Maria.
Mexican Maria. Rose is like, me too. I mean, Mexican Ramona. She's like, me too, take me. Okay?
That's right, there's Mexican Ramona.
Lo siento, okay? So they're washing up, and then Carol finally arrives at dinner, and she's like, where is everyone?
I feel like I'm in a commercial for British Airways. Where did everyone go?
So Bethany and Dorinda are in the kitchen, and Bethany's like, look, I'm sorry, but I have internal pressure, okay? And she's like,
you give yourself so much pressure to be perfect, Bethany. Don't you find it so overwhelming to be so correct all the time? Why you gotta be correct? Like, why you gotta, you don't need a key with the correct answers to see if correct. We know you, we don't care if you're correct.
You care if you're correct. I love Dorinda. I love how her Dorinda impersonation has turned into this like really loopy voice when she's calm. And then she's ah.
That's literally what it is. It is. Like,
isn't it difficult to be correct all the time? Like, why you gotta be so correct? Wang.
I just want to relax a little bit. Can't you relax a little bit, Bethany? Just like, oh, superhuman, super mom, super girlfriend, super woman.
Super tackle, whatever, you know, you'll tell me, Clip.
Bethany's like, well, yeah, it's not about being perfect. It's like a vacation, and, like, I'm not going to disrespect someone's time because, you know, whatever. Because
it's incorrect, you see? See what I'm saying? You're an amazing person on an amazing journey, but somewhere on your journey, you decided to be perfect. Look at me, I just said my hands. It's hilarious, actually.
You don't have to always finish your big dictations about what you want to say. I'm like, actually, that is the way dictations work. So she does, if she were to be doing that. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, just semantics.
She's like, thanks a lot, Dr. Tequila. Our time is up, okay?
Huh? So then, so now Dorinda is officially mad and she just storms away from the table. So now it's just Ramona, Tinsley, Carol, and Bethany. And they're sitting there and Tinsley's like, Ramona, I'm like really sorry that I snapped at you about page 6. I think it was Sony after all. It's not fair.
It's okay. You know, I just wish that Sonya wasn't so free with her mouth. And Tinsley's like, yeah, like she's free with her body. Whoa. And Bethany's like, Tinsley says, it's just that I want to feel safe and protected with my friends. And Bethany goes, you're on the wrong group, Sunshine.
Yeah. And then almost like on cue, fireworks start going off. And everyone's like, fireworks? Are those fireworks?
Baby,
so they go,
I'm
they
a
go
firework,
outside.
Okay? You're hearing me. Because I finally understand that I can forgive myself, okay? When this started, it sounded like, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. I was like, oh my God, Dorinda has taken a tumble down the stairs. Because she just walked away, and you just hear this, da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Thought, oh God, poor Dorinda's going to die on this trip.
I just assumed there was like a raid from the army, some sort of cartel that owned the compound.
Trump isn't going to rescue me.
So then Dorinda, upon hearing the fireworks, she sort of stumbles out of her room to watch the fireworks. And she again starts saying to Bethany the thing about, you know, you're so perfect, et cetera. And Bethany's like, listen, you know what? I don't want to be analyzed. I don't want to be analyzed. Okay, you know what? Like, they just like get put away. Like, I know exactly who I am. Like, I don't want to hear about it, whatever.
And she's like, well, you so special. Whatever you mean, you're a bitch. You all right?
And Bethany's like, her too. Now she says I'm a bitch. It's like people have all these suitcases of dark shit to say about me, and then they wait till we come on vacation, and they're just unloaded all on me. It's like they've all got mean things to say. Everyone hates me. Everyone's mean to me. Blah, blah, blah. And this was so weird how it started, because Dorinda just, you know, she thinks like John is, you know, walking on bubble wrap or something. So she stumbles out and she's like, hey guys, it totally cut my hand.
Yeah, she did.
And Bethany just puts her finger in her face like, you know what? Don't give me psychoanalyst. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
She's like trying to make light of it. And Bethany knows she's wasted.
Yeah, exactly. And so Dorinda does the wrong thing, which is she mentions Skinny Girl because she says, oh, you think you're special because we went to Skinny Girl today? Oh, that makes you so great. Whatever, Bethany. So then, you
all
know.
All I heard her say, and correct me if I'm wrong, obviously, but all I heard her say was, thanks for your day, Skinny Girl. Isn't that all
she said?
Said,
this is what I wrote down, which is hard with this thorn. She said, you're someone special because we went to Skinny Girl today. That makes you special. That makes you so great. Whatever, Bethany, you're mean. You're mean. You're a mean bitch.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's when Bethany like lost it. And then Dorinda's like, I've always stood up for you. I've never said a bad thing about you. And Bethany's like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah. It's like, is it true? Is it true? Hey, you blonde lady in page 6. Is it true? Never was like staying out of it. She's like, Bethany, I love we could be friends, all right? But you do shit, Bethany. You do shit. It's like, da-dump, 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 da-dump. Like rolling up the stairs. She's so drunk, she's then, like rolling up the stairs now.
And Bethany's now crying again. She's like, I know exactly who I am. I don't need to be reminded of it because I already know it. I know exactly who I am. I'm like, well, based on your emotional roller coaster of an episode and like pretty much the past few years, I'm not sure exactly how well you know each other, you know yourself. Yeah. Because you certainly fly off the handle with some very, I wouldn't say benign, but stuff that should slide off your back for someone who claims to be cool as a cucumber. That shit gets under your skin, so I'm not sure how well you know yourself.
It's like, what the hell? I'm always getting into fights with skinny blondes. Like, what the hell? It's like, they're all just, like, jealous of my success. Like, they're just mad because I'm so successful. Like, it's hurtful. It's, like, literally hurtful. Like, they're mad because you go right up into their face when they're drunk and start screaming at them. Like, stop making it about something other than what it is. Everyone was late for dinner, you got mad, and then you started ing in somebody's face, and they told you to shut up. Like, it's really not any more than that, you know?
Exactly. It's called being hangry and drunk.
Yeah, and
bad
Carol,
combination.
Even Carol says, well, Bethany is hypersensitive to being attacked and criticized, but Dorinda's saying calm down. You know, Dorinda could calm down a little bit, but Dorinda's not jealous. Dorinda's rich on her own, okay? She doesn't need Skinny
Girl.
She
doesn't care. I believe that Dorinda's living her life. Nurturing. Yeah, she's nurturing. When Dorinda says she's trying to be nurturing, I believe that. I think Bethany needs to take a chill pill herself. Because the thing is that Bethany does start up with these women a lot. Or even if she doesn't start up, they may say something. And Bethany definitely is good for elevating it into a big fight. And then someone will generally say something nasty. And then she holds that nasty grudge against them, which, I mean, understandably, if someone says something nasty to you, you're going to be like, fuck you. But Bethany almost doesn't seem to realize how if she had just approached the situation maybe a little bit better, it wouldn't get to a nasty place in the first place.
Yeah, Bethany's all mad. She's like, she said Skinny Girl Day. Fuck her. And Carol goes, but she adores you. Come on. And she goes, no, she doesn't adore me. She doesn't adore me. Well, she doesn't not adore you. And Ramona's like, good one. That's a good one, okay?
That's a funny callback, okay? Let's do a callback to Mario. Mario, I'm calling you right now.
Bethany's like, wow, she owes me an apology, and that's that. Enjoy your fish.
Yeah.
Like, yay.
So the next morning, the yoga instructor is back waiting patiently for everyone, and Ramona is with Luann in the kitchen, and this is amazing. And Ramona is telling Luann about how there was this – you know, about what was going on last night and how she had this wonderful talk with Bethany. And we bared each other's souls. It was really good. And Luann just looks at her and goes, until you screwed up again.
I know I wrote, that's Ben's favorite moment of the whole show. You love when she does that.
Yeah. Just like goes in for with the knife, turns it, and then laughs her way.
We bared our souls to each other, okay?
Until you screwed up again.
You couldn't the way it's been with me and Bethany, you couldn't cut the tension with a knife. You couldn't cut it with 10 knives, okay? You couldn't cut it with the axe or 10 knives. You couldn't burn it. Like, you couldn't, like, drive through it. Like, it was bad, okay?
But I wonder if maybe Mario could use a chainsaw. because, you know, he's really good with a chainsaw. Let's call Mario up. Hey, Mario, do you have that chainsaw? Could you bring it down to Mexico so we can cut the tension? Please, Mario? Mario, this is your voicemail? Okay, I get it. Okay, bye.
So all the ladies are kind of gathering for breakfast in their tents. And Dorinda kind of remembers because she's like,
everything's great. It's fine. Thanks. Great. I'm great. Good morning. Great. Yeah, I'm having a great morning. And then Bethany's just giving her a dirty look. It's like, oh, really? You're okay? And Dorinda says, this isn't even worth arguing about because neither one of us remembers. I was just trying to say you're great and you don't have to be perfect.
She's like, oh, really? That's how we're going to do the morning? Really?
She's like, What I do? What do you want me to say? What I do? Hey, you guys, like, I cut my hand. It's like hilarious, like crazy.
And Bethany's like, you have a very nasty side to you, okay? That's what I gotta say, okay? Like, enjoy your scone. Okay, I can't, literally. Like, get me out of this Mexican place. Like, I'm in a horror show. I can't. Just, like, take me to Lucha, whatever you're calling it. And just, like, throw me in the ring, okay?
I also liked how some of them were getting ready to do some yoga, and someone was like, are we rushing to do this yoga? And Luann goes, no, of course we're not. It's a yoga instructor. They're never in a rush. You just know how many yoga instructors in New York City have been like, this bitch is 25 minutes late.
And poor Enrique is sitting outside with his scarf. Fucking yoga people. It's Mexico. It's like 90 degrees. He's like, and I have scarf.
As elegant yogis do.
So Bethany's keeps just giving Dorinda these dirty looks. And now Dorinda's getting mad again because Bethany's trying to make it this big thing. And she's like, yeah, it was all part of a very dramatic act. And she goes,
yeah, maybe I learned it from you. Right? Yeah, that's why I learned your act.
I learned it by watching you, Dad.
Stella Madler.
And she's like, this is how you communicate with your friends?
I'm like, what, is it better to just stare at them through your sunglasses, giving them dirty looks? You guys are crazy. And Bethany goes, you have a dark side. She goes, oh, that's rich.
No, it's like rich chocolate. It's really dark, yes.
And then Bethany tells us, she'll never admit when she's wrong. Just come correct, bitch. When have you ever admitted? Can you name one time where you've ever apologized to anybody for anything? Ever?
Or the apology has not been like 18 months later and you're like, you know, like what I said about Tom, like I'm really sorry, like I shouldn't have done, like, you know, I'm sorry, but like whatever, like you handled it like a champ, and like you know, like why don't you like that fireplace and like bring your house down again, like you're great, you can do that. Well,
and then like in the next episode, I don't want you to marry him because he's the wrong guy,
he's a bad guy, Luann. Bethany, what do you know? Oh, that's right, I forgot Twitter today.
Oh yeah, what do you know? I'm sorry. Okay. What does she keep saying? I don't know. Through a moment, please.
I don't know, Bethany. I don't know why I do these things, Bethany. It's not my intention, okay, Bethany?
And then we should also mention how, like, several times this episode, it would cut to Ramona in her contrite, sad, and I've learned voice in the confessional being or the interview saying,
you know, sometimes in life we have setbacks, but that's okay. It's what makes us human, and we just have to learn from it. And sometimes I say the wrong things, and that's okay.
I don't know, Bethany.
Sometimes forgiveness begins with forgiving yourself. So I'd like to tell Ramona. Ramona forgives you.
Oh, muchas gracias, señorita, okay?
So now Dorinda's in her room and she's like, nah, I'm doing my favorite thing, watching TV in bed.
Crying. I'm going to go into bed and cry and watch TV. It's my hobby.
So Carol comes in to console her, basically to let her know, like, listen, you know, Bethany, she's sensitive and you guys have a great relationship and we know that you would never be jealous of that. And, you know, so Dorinda's like, I don't know why I say these things sometimes.
Came so far with Bethany, that's ruined, you know? It's ruined. I got to work on it. Even John says, you know, I'll start yelling at him because I just want him to be better.
And then at which point Fievel shows up behind the headboard being, you know, being like, does this mean you're not mad at me anymore? He's like, there's a mouse.
Somewhere out there, there's a mouse and I'm going to kill him. Kill that little fucker.
Let me tell you something. There are cats in America, and they're named Dorinda.
Get out of here. An American story. It's about a dead mouse with a beret. You ready, Fievel?
Never say never again, okay?
I'm not an anti-Semite, but I don't like that Jewish little mouse.
It's not because he's Jewish. It's because he's a mouse. I don't like their beady little eyes. I don't like the tails. I'm like, uh-oh, Ramona's next.
Yeah, I don't like the way they conduct music in Fantasia. That's right. My second Fantasia reference in 20 minutes.
So then in yoga, we just hear Bethany going, I'm fine, Enrique. Like, I don't know how to feel. Like, seriously? And Luann's like, well, you know, some people get drunk and have fun, like me. And some people just get drunk and get nasty, like Dorinda. And Ramona's like, you know what? Here's what I would suggest. Sometimes you just got to zen it out, okay? Like, you just got to, like, be zen. I'm like, okay, Ramona. Deepak Yapra, shut up over there.
Enrique is like, now let's move into child bliss. Hey, don't talk about my child. Like, literally, honestly, I can't. Like, fuck you, Enrique. Fuck you. Can't talk about my child. So, meanwhile, on the side, Sonia's doing FaceTime with Frenchie. But she's trying to find her angles, and she's trying to find her light, and she's trying to show him different things with the FaceTime. She just looked like she was doing Tai Chi with her phone. It was just like these slow hand movements and strange fluid motions.
She's like, I don't believe in dick pics, but you still got to keep it interesting. Do you like my bathing suit? Do you like my wrap? Do you like my butt? She's like, I just butt timed you, okay?
Is that what interesting means?
Frenchie's,
I think,
like,
it's keeping it blurry and shaky. Yeah.
This is why I just can't believe that Frenchie's even a French person. I totally think he's just some guy from a gay bar making it up for free rent. Because she's like, do you like my butt? And he's like, ooh la la. I was like, what is this, Epcot Center? Who talks like that? He's like, crepe. Oh, crepe.
I was going to say crepe also. I was going to say, voulez-vous en crepe?
Oh, soft butter and croissant.
Croissant escargot.
Prosciutto.
HLT. Macron.
Bethany passes by Sonia. She passes by the girls after yoga, and she's like, Enrique said that the way you treat me is your path, and the way I react is mine. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? I mean, wow.
Wow. Like, so many layers of that. Like, I can't. Like, literally, I can't. Like, my path? Like, where's my path going? Is it going to Jersey? Because that's where all the path trains go. Like, honestly, where am I going?
And Sonia goes, yeah, you're reacting very well lately. Very calm. I'm like, oh, yeah. She's a font of calmness, okay?
Yes.
Today.
Yeah, she really is the poster child for zen and calm.
Yeah.
Calmness. So
Dorinda's like, can we talk for a second? Bye. I have this problem, okay? Same with my relationship. Until Jen, don't lay on top of me. You're trying to kill me? I can't breathe. You know, basically that's what I did to you. And I just want you to know I'm really sorry.
Yeah. And Bethany's like, I'm always apologizing for being successful. It's like everyone, like, I can't be successful. Like, someone wants a piece of it. Like, I always have to apologize for it. And I like, and Dorinda, and I'm going to say the word this time because she said it. Dorinda goes, yeah, I can't believe I was such a cunt about it.
And Bethany, I want everybody to be successful. Like, I want it to happen for everybody except Sonia, because that's a cheater brand. Like, I'll take her down on national TV. Or Ramona, you know, I'll tell her that,
you know,
she's like not sold anything ever. It's like, what are you talking about?
Sonia needs to be taken down because a second ago she said, I'm just so exhausted from being so happy. So it's okay. You can rain on her parade. She needs it. She's tired.
That was funny. It's so tiring being happy. You have to move around so much.
Yeah. So then, so now there's going to be like a little fishing trip. So some of the girls, basically Tinsley and Ramona and Carol go off on the fishing trip, and they're getting into a car to take them to the docks, and this guy named Alex opens the door for them, and Ramona's like, thank you, Alex. Wait, no, you're not Alex, you're Pedro.
He's like, I'm Alex. Are you sure? You're Pedro. He's like, no, I'm Alex. No, you're Pedro.
Are you Heather DeBro's friend Alfredo?
I'm pretty sure you're Pedro. He's like, nope. I'm Alex. Are you sure, Pedro? Is that your last name? Because your first name is Pedro. Is your name Pedro Alex and you're trying to go by your last name? Because that's what bros do.
Is Alex how you pronounce Pedro down here? You got to give Ramona credit. She at least got the name right the first time. It's better than most of the women on these shows can do.
No kidding. Well, it's too bad. I already wrote out a check to Pedro for helping me with my shoes. Gonna have to find someone named Pedro to cash that $5 check, okay?
Because after all, I did tip you handsomely, right? Right, okay. And remember, 5 p.m. tea time. So,
and then right after they go onto the boat, and the captain's like, "Welcome to the boat." And she's like, "I'm Ramona, and you are?" And he's like, "I'm Captain Fred." "Captain Pedro?" "No, Captain Fred." "Pedro? Fred." Huh?
Well, also, when she got out of the car when they arrived at the docks, she had to open the door herself. She's like, so she just says to no one, "Thanks for helping." God, can't believe no one helped me. And Tinsley's like, "No one helped me either." But I think she was actually saying it to be like, "Relax, Ramona. No one helped me either. Like, you're not like..."
Yeah, fucking Ramona. Fred's like, "All right, girls, there's wine, champagne, vodka. What if we want you?" "I'm kidding. They're I don't want you. Don't worry."
"Don't worry. I would never date someone like you. I don't date people who drive boats, okay?"
So Bethany and Sonia are hanging out at the house getting massages and manicures and stuff.
Yeah.
In the meantime. And then the girls on the boat are like, "Let's catch a fish. I used to catch fish when I was a kid." And they don't, but they watch whales. And Ramona's like, "Yeah, I love sea life, okay?"
"Yeah. I love it, okay?
It's amazing." Okay. I love positive Ramona. Because you can tell positive Ramona was after the season was already done. And she started getting yelled at on Twitter. And she's like, "I need to do some more shoots."
Yeah. "Someone bring me to an aquarium." So then while this is happening, also Tinsley starts getting some texts from Scott about going to Vegas after Mexico, which is cute. And they're joking about like Ramona should move into Tinsley's room because it seems to be where all the love is found. But, you know, again, today's recent developments kind of ruined that. So, but then so Tinsley starts complaining about Sonia, and she's complaining again this time because she had this big plan to do a thank you party for Sonia for letting her stay there for a few months. But now it looks weird because there's this whole thing with the post and everything. And I don't know. I think a thank you party is strange in the first place.
Well, and especially as she says it, she's like, "I was always planning on doing something at the end. That was the whole point." And then it comes back to Bethany. She's like, "Yeah, she's talking about having some party for you. Stupid. Like, it doesn't even make sense." And Sonia's like, "It doesn't make sense. Yeah, yeah, she's probably doing it just to, like, look better." "She's just doing it to look better." "Yeah, yeah, she's just trying to, you know, fight the Page Six story." "She's just trying to fight the Page Six story." I'm like, oh, my God. You're like the most useless robot I've ever seen.
I did like that when Bethany was like, "You have a party? Like, you lived there for 3 fucking months of your life. Like, let's stop talking about it now."
So good.
Yeah. So now Sonia believes this party is just that way Tinsley could look better in the press, which I don't know why Sonia's mad about that, because she's the queen of doing it. You know, that's what they all do.
Yeah.
So anyway, so then on the boat, Ramona's dancing, which is such a hilarious moment that both of us independently posted it to the Watch Our Crappens Instagram.
We have Instagram. Something about this show. We've done it 2 weeks in a row because we posted
what happened last week.
I forget, but I
know we've done it a few times
and
recently.
And I post it, and then I go look to share the thing on Twitter or whatever, and I'm like, God damn it, he just posted this too, and it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's always some random tiny... Well, here's the thing. We, in a certain way, we have like a joint brain. I remember last week... I wrote a comment about Carol not being able to reach her straw with her tongue. And I was like, I guaranteed, I'm the only one who's going to even pay attention to that. And then you're on the recap, you're like, and then Carol, her face is so frozen, she can't even reach her straw. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. We noticed the exact same things.
Oh, my brother from another
mother. So back at the villa. So Ramona, Carol, and Tinsley arrive with a fish that they got at the market that they're pretending, that they caught because they didn't catch anything. And so there's this big fish, and they put it on the counter because the chef is going to turn it into ceviche and stuff. And I mean, you know me, like pretty much everything Luann does cracks me up. So sure enough, they're there and they're talking about the fish, and Luann just goes, "Oh, girls, don't step in the blood. All right, I'm going to get a massage."
And then she goes to us, she goes, "Do I think the girls caught that fish? Well, I think it's the captain of the boat that caught that fish." Like, you're wrong, but it's so funny how smart you think you are. I love it.
Exactly. I just love the pivot from don't stand in the fish blood to, okay, and now I'm going to go get a massage.
And the cook is like really making a mess of this fish. And the cook tells Ramona, "Do you like it?" And she goes, "Do I like it? I think I'll marry you if you make this every night of my life for me. Okay?
Do you like sea life too?"
Like, Ramona has terrified Mexico more than the cartels. It's like, could you just leave Mexico alone? Like, stop sexually harassing Mexico, Ramona.
Yes, please, please. So now the gang is getting ready for dinner, and Bethany is on this little rant about how, yeah, it's kind of crazy. We're all getting along. Like, Dorinda had an amazing apology. I'm getting along with Ramona. Like, what is this? I don't know. I want my frenemies back. This is strange.
Yeah, she's like, let's ruin it. So they go to dinner. Ramona is trying to walk in these shoes. It is hilarious watching Ramona come down the stairs. She's like, whoa, okay.
I'm sorry.
And Dorinda says, she's like Benjamin Button. She's aging backwards. It's like, because she's walking like a 2-year-old. Where did that even come from?
I assumed it was a reference to the fact that it's a movie that most people make fun of, although there are some that love it.
Despite its flaws.
And by the way, it makes sense that I like Ramona because I secretly loved Benjamin Button.
I didn't even watch Benjamin Button. It just looks so depressing.
It's not depressing, but it's definitely, I mean, I was like,
I don't need to see like Brad Pitt old. Tears. Brad Pitt old is depressing. I want Brad Pitt to...
He starts awful, but he gets younger as it goes along.
But then he's a baby, and then you can't like him. He's a baby. Yeah. I just want Brad Pitt and Thelma and Louise on the side of the road.
It is a weird movie because it's like Brad Pitt's face grafted onto like a toddler at one point, and you're like, but you know, and you, it's weird like that. But I was on board, you know, because Taraji P. Henson was so good in that movie.
I'm a baby. Wow.
Wow. I'm a baby. Wow. Just getting younger and younger. That's why I'm wearing this dress. It was part of Aeon Flux wardrobe from 2007.
Wacky. So they go to dinner, and Dorinda's like, God, trip! Cheese! And Ramona goes, we need one more noit. I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
Avoid the noit.
So Bethany's like, all right, I got a cheers. Okay, there's roses and there's thorns, you know? So, like, roses are good things and thorns are bad things. So everybody say, what's your rose and what's your thorn?
Yeah. So Carol's like,
I would say that my thorn was watching Dorinda yell at you, but my rose was getting to be in a room with Dorinda. So my rose and my thorn are both Dorinda.
I don't know that I was yelling, but I love Mike now. So,
jeez. Sonia's like, my rose was my helicopter ride with you and you. And Tinsley goes, I was there too, but forget it. Just forget it.
It's fine, just whatever. I'll just be in my own helicopter. Next time I'm gonna take a plane.
Tinsley's wasted. She's like, my rose is always baller in the helicopter. Like, ride or die. Fucking sick, bitch. Fuck. And Bethany's like, she's more wasted. She's like, she's more wasted than Dorinda. Seriously? Like,
what does it take to get a good curl around here? Am I right? God.
Girlfriend.
I'm gonna get my blowout.
Girlfriend, that's great. That's a great rose thorn. But girlfriend. Just some advice, girlfriend. Don't drop the F-bomb, okay? We're in a restaurant. The F-bomb has to go. We're in a restaurant, girlfriend. And she's like,
and
well.
And Tinsley goes, well, you say Palm Beach all the time. It's not really Palm Beach. It's West Palm, so whatever. I was like, burn.
Well, Palm Beach isn't offensive. At least people can still eat when I'm saying Palm Beach. And she's like, no, what you don't understand is there's a bridge. And it goes from Palm Beach to West Palm Beach, okay? They're not the same.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, there's a bridge. Didn't you hear it?
It's like, well, where do you live?
No, West and East. But East isn't really East, just Palm Beach, guys.
She's like, well, where do you live?
In Palm Beach.
With your mom. Oh, let me guess. You live with your mom? I'm like, don't you?
Wait, I'm sorry. Let me say it one more time. With your mom. Is she your rose? Rose mom. Mom rose.
Rent rose. Free rent rose.
I don't live there.
Someone has to call Wilmer Valderrama and resurrect Yo Mama because Tinsley's West Palm Beach burns are out of control. Your mama's so fat, she has to live in West Palm Beach and regular Palm Beach, and there's a difference.
Well, yes, my mom does sit around the house. What's your point?
No, I mean, she's fat.
And Bethany's like, look,
West Palm Beach has this like crazy, it's like nuts social scene. It's like so fly. And like, you just don't know the difference because you're like never there. You're like not in West Palm Beach. Like, don't worry about it. You just don't get it. She's like, oh,
well, I'm so sorry that I'm married and I'm so happy I don't have to be in a social scene. Okay, girl. I'm sorry. I'm happy. I'm sorry. I'm married. And then Bethany's like, Palm Beach, Palm Beach, Beach Palm, Palm Beach. Make a left at Palm Beach.
I mean, does anyone really care between West and regular Palm Beach? Now, normally I would be on Luann's side about that, but for those of us who lived through the great Quag disaster of season 4, we know that these bitches really care about the differences in geographical locations. You can't just say Palm Beach or West Palm Beach, okay?
Yeah, and I'm actually surprised that Luann doesn't know that. But yeah. I love the fact
considering
that
what a fit they held about having to go to Quag when Cindy Barshop was like, yeah, I'm basically out there in the Hamptons. And they're like, it's not the Hamptons, it's Quag.
And she was also the one who's like, Roosevelt Island. Wasn't that her? Or Governor's Island or whatever.
When Alex McCord had the picnic.
Yeah. She's like, I would never. It's an island off of no place. I think this is a prison.
I don't even see a governor's mansion on. I just see a few dead pelicans.
This is Mayor Bill de Blasio calling. So let's see.
So Ramona's rose. Ramona talks about her rose. She's like, well, my rose was my moment with Bethany in the pool. Because not only did we get to solve all our problems, we got to do it while we were floating around on pool noodles, okay?
It's the first time I've been around a noodle and didn't have post-traumatic stress disorders. Because of that time, my dad threw a noodle at my mom's face, okay?
You know why I like pool noodles? It's because I love sea life, okay?
It's pool noodles are alive.
They're like from Avatar, okay? They have feelings. It's like all the plants, how they're all connected. So are all the pool noodles, okay? Hurt one pool noodle, you hurt them all. And know who else you hurt? Me, okay? So just don't.
Takes a village to heal a pool noodle, okay? And she's like, my thorn was when you were like, you're not going to tequila. And I was like, oh. hits both sides of her head and looks around. And she's like, and Bethany goes, yeah, but at least I made it your idea. Well, I was like the girl in that Lindsay Lohan movie. Like, I was the girl at the table. And I was like, I don't get to go to lunch.
I have to sit here all alone. I mean, not really all alone because I have all of Avery's friends who say that I'm their friend now too. So, like, basically, I'll never be alone again, Mario.
And then we had another Ramona's healed moment where she's like, yeah, what I learned is that people grow and they change. And I'm not perfect and I never said I was. Yeah, the old taking responsibility by saying I'm not perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Always works, Ramona.
So then there's Dorinda's rose, which was, her thing was pretty simple. She's like, well, my rose was the dancing horse. I've never seen a dancing horse like that before. I just got used to John, you know? He just sort of walks, you know? But the horse is dancing. That was great. That was a big rose for me. And the thorn, yelling at Bethany. Yeah, and when I stabbed myself in the palm, that was a big thorn. That was like actually as close to a thorn as any of these could be because it was sharp and it got me bloody.
Oh, look, another rose is growing. Fievel's dead.
My rose is when I killed Fievel in the headboard.
And then Luann's like, my rose is my husband. And they're like, oh. Like, oh. Carol stabs her burger with a knife. And then Bethany walks over to the side and starts barfing over the side of the restaurant.
Yeah, Dorinda has developed full-on stigmata. She's like, I'm bleeding in my palms again. It was
what
rough.
An episode. This show, so, so funny.
Hi, this is your reporter, Ramona Singer. The press conference has pretty much ended. Luann has addressed the crowd. And all I have to say is, I told you so, okay? I spoke to Missy. You should have listened. And I told you so, okay? Okay, now joining me is my new best friend, Bethany Frankel, spokeswoman for the Luann de Lesseps. Bethany, what did you think about today's news developments?
Seriously, literally, like they're done. Like, I told you so. I can't believe it. Tom's your thorn, and I told you at dinner. Like, stab a burger? Seriously? I'm going to stab a burger right now, just for you.
Literally, don't. Bethany, don't. Don't stab the burger, okay, Bethany? Don't. Don't do that, Bethany. Don't.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
I don't want to talk about this anymore, ladies. The press conference is over. We're getting divorced and I'm going to the Regency, all right? Enough's enough. See you all tomorrow.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.